Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, November 15th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made a surprise visit to the newly liberated city of Kherson yesterday to celebrate with residents and soldiers after months of Russian occupation. "We are moving forward," Zelensky told the media after addressing troops and attending a ceremony to raise the Ukrainian national flag in the city's main square. "I'm really happy," Zelensky told reporters. "You can tell by the reaction of the people. They were waiting for the Ukrainian army, for our soldiers, for all of us." Poland's central bank has revised its GDP growth forecast for the country, saying it now expects the economy to expand 4.6% this year, in contrast to the 4.7% growth predicted last July. Poland's central bank chief Adam Glapiński said last week that inflation in the country would likely hit a peak of 19% in January or February, before starting to fall in March and declining to around 8% in the last quarter of 2023. Inflation in Poland hit 17.9% last month, according to a flash estimate by GUS, the country's statistical office. The Polish government is working with Ukrainian authorities to build temporary housing centers for 20,000 internally displaced people within Ukraine. The housing will be comprised of modular containers that can be easily transported and assembled. The first such center has been opened in Lviv. In an interview with Rzeczpospolita, Polish Deputy Interior Minister Paweł Szefernaker said that Warsaw and Kyiv were preparing for various scenarios, although the Ukrainian government is doing everything to keep Ukrainians at home. More than 7.7 million Ukrainians have crossed into Poland during the last 9 months, while 5.9 million have left Poland since February 24th, according to the Polish Border Guard Agency. Around 1 million refugees, mainly women and children, are estimated to have settled in Poland, with another million currently residing in Germany. Two Polish pianists, Mateusz Krzyżowski and Piotr Pawłak, have qualified for the semifinals of the 12th International Ignacy Jan Paderewski Piano Competition in Bydgoszcz. The semifinals competition, which begins today, includes performers from Japan, China, Taiwan, Italy, Bulgaria, Spain, and Ukraine. Five of the nine pianists will qualify for the final stage of the competition, which is scheduled for November 18th and 19th. The prize winners will then perform concerts in Bydgoszcz on November 20th and Warsaw on November 21st. Concerts can be viewed online at the YouTube page of the Paderewski International Piano Competition. Semifinal results are scheduled to be announced on Wednesday evening at 9:30. Global Entrepreneurship Week kicked off yesterday across Pomerania with trainings, debates, webinars, and competitions scheduled to be held in cities and towns around the region. The theme of the 15th annual Global Entrepreneurship Week is Flexibility Without Borders, with an emphasis on developing necessary business skills and fostering an entrepreneurial mindset. The first day of the project featured trainings for aspiring youth entrepreneurs through the Faculty of Management and Economics of the Gdańsk University of Technology and a presentation on entrepreneurial teams from the owner of the Biały Kot Cat Cafe in Gdynia. Participation in the events is free but may require registration. A complete schedule and information on registration can be found on the website of the Pomeranian Development Agency or by visiting us at radiogdansk.pl.
The weather.
Today will be cool and mostly cloudy, with a chance of rain in the late evening and a light breeze coming in from the east. Temperatures will peak around a high of 7 degrees centigrade or 44 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a low of 4 degrees centigrade or 39 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Similar weather is expected for tomorrow, with temperatures continuing to drop as the week progresses. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.